This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like filling out basketball brackets. Too many choices, too much noise, and no one wants a busted budget. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break down real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Make smarter financial plays today. No luck required. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So, you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike Dettelia along with Charlie Long in studio in our second hour of Sports Talk and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. One of the newer members of the New Orleans Saints, Vallas Jones Jr. Vallas, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Yes, sir. Thanks for having me.
Vallas, first time I heard about you, that was an LSU assistant coach that told me, hey, you ought to see this guy from Alabama. He's right outside of Mobile. Can he run? And then so I started keeping up with you on the recruiting stuff, and then you end up at USC and then finishing up at Tennessee. But that was an LSU assistant coach. I don't know how hard LSU recruited you, but, boy, he talked it up about you when you were in high school.
Oh, I bet. You know, speed runs in the family. I could definitely fly like the wind. But, yeah, you got to get on him. I like LSU. I don't think I got the offer.
I think you were on the what they call a B list, but I do know he's on the offensive side of the football. He'd assigned 12 receivers if he could have. That's all I can tell you. So you can sort of figure it out on that end. He might have got pushed away a little bit toward the end. But two questions here. What brought you to New Orleans? What was the main thing here with Kellen Moore and Saints starting up and you? And did you grow up being a Saints fan?
I was my agent brought it to my notice with Coach Moore and, like, the new staff. It was definitely a fresh start, and I just like their system and how they utilize their guys. And so I felt like I fit in just right. Really excited about OTAs, diving in the playbook. And, yeah, definitely ready to get to work. And I'm familiar with a lot of guys on the team, former Tennessee players as well.
Yeah, I know it had to be, Alante was in his last year, and you went to Tennessee. So there's a connection there with you and Alante Taylor, correct?
Yeah, we was roommates.
Okay.
At college, our last year at Tennessee.
When the Saints put out this sheet – they had you listed as a running back. So I'm going to ask you, have they talked to you about exactly what position? Because, you know, we saw a little bit of Hard Knocks on HBO, and they had you kind of doing a little bit of a dual role as a receiver, running back. And I know you can return the ball as a punt kick returner.
Yeah.
So what was explained to you before you signed up? Were you going to play running back? And also, was the return game part of it also?
Oh, yeah, for sure. The whole deal, I'm pretty sure, yeah, they're going to utilize me in the backfield, out the backfield, all different type of ways, just how versatile I am and how good I am with the ball in my hands.
When things didn't, because everybody's got a different journey in life, but for you that final year at Tennessee, I think you got on everybody's radar real quickly because you made a ton of plays for the Volunteers your senior season there, not only in the return game but also as a receiver. So, man, you a unique player that could – you could be used, and it helps too with roster spots that you could play both running back and wide receiver.
Yeah, I could play both outside. I played in the outside of Tennessee, mainly in the slot. That last year, it was just like easier for them to get the ball in my hands, and they found a lot of creative ways, with some drawn up plays just so I can get the ball in my hands and get going. And so, I feel like what I do, yards after catch, yards after contact, I feel like it's rare, especially with my speed and size as well. It's rare to have that body type.
One of the things, Velus, I always say this about Josh. He don't look the part of Lane Kiffin, but that's a lot of Lane Kiffin and Josh Heupel. Almost stuff like, okay, I'm going to show you how it's done real quickly. Almost like you drew it up in the dirt and he comes up with stuff to get people open downfield. And I see some of that, too, in Kellen Moore. So in your conversation, is there sort of a little bit of similarities offensively, mindset-wise, between a Josh Heupel and a Kellen Moore?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I say, like you said, they find ways to, you know, get guys open downfield, utilize them, deep threat, mid-range. So, yeah, I could definitely see that. I think I will fit in just well with the offense.
Charlie?
Velus, Mike always says speed never had a bad day in his life. And so I just wanted to have you introduce yourself to the Who Dat Nation and what they can expect from that game-breaking explosive speed.
Oh, man. A lot of excitement when I get the ball in my hands. And if I'm in open field with the ball in my hands, it's a touchdown.
One of the things, too, I think you could bring to the table is in the return game. And I think that's a big asset for you, in that not only your versatility, but you've had a lot of experience as both a punt and kick returner. I know maybe a little bit more as a kickoff guy, but your thoughts on returning kicks at the NFL level?
You said what's my thoughts?
Yeah, your thoughts about doing either both or one of the two.
Kickoff return, definitely, like with the new rule, definitely give guys an advantage. I know a main part of the new rule was, you know, kickoff return was like one of the most exciting part, you know, when people get to the stadium because they didn't want to miss kickoff because anything could happen. I mean, you had great returners like people, you know, I looked up to with Devin Hester. I was a big Percy Harvin fan. Like, you know, like anything can happen any second. And so that was a big part of the rule, just to bring the excitement back in the kicking aspect when it came to kickoff return. And so definitely I'm looking forward to it. You know, I don't even want to even speak much about it. Just ready, you know, for, you know, the joint practice, camp, the roll around in the preseason, you know, just to show the staff, like, what they got in me when they signed me.
Velus, is there a player, and you brought up Percy Harvin, interesting. Is there a player that you sort of, that's the guy I want to be if I get to the pro level? If you was high school or college, that's the guy I want to be like. Was there a guy like that?
I would say, yeah. I took a lot of my game in high school. I was, you know, pretty good at returning, especially like kickoff return. I watched a lot of film on Percy Harvin. That was one of my favorite players of all time. I was a big Florida Gators fan growing up. So, you know, the Percy Harvins, the Solomon Patton that played at Florida. Yeah, when it came to, like, returning. And also I watched some Devin Smith as well, my old Ohio State Buckeye guy. Just like the game, the playmaking abilities, deep ball abilities, and especially with Percy Harvin, how they was able to use him in the backfield. And he can go to slot and make a big play as well, especially yards after the catch. So, like those guys, but specifically Percy Harvin really modeled my game growing up around his. That was, like, you know, one of the most electrifying players in, like, college football history.
No question about it. Velas, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Want to welcome you to New Orleans. And, man, you back down south. You know, that Chicago, it get kind of cold in the wintertime. It gets cold every once in a while downhill. But, man, welcome to the New Orleans community and to the Who Dat Nation.
Most definitely. Shout out Sarah Land and the Blackjacks.
Thank you so much. Appreciate it. Velas Jones Jr., running back, wide receiver, return man. You heard him say, hey, I'll play anywhere they want me to. But it sounds like he may get his first shot at halfback with the Saints. We'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870 WWL right after this break.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient. Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, everyone. Do you wish you were somewhere sunny, but are dealing with another crazy spring? There's a solution to get that feeling. I'm grabbing a Hawaiian Breeze 5-Hour Energy and escaping there in my mind. Sports fans, ever stay up late for the game and drag the next day? A 5-Hour Energy shot will fix that no problem. 5-Hour Energy's website has tons of flavors, over 15 to choose from. Watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, and even hard-to-find ones like strawberry lemonade and extra strength fan fuel. There's a flavor for everyone. You can even build your own 12 or 24-pack and have it delivered. Or grab a shot at your local store. They're everywhere! And it's basketball season! My schedule is packed, and I don't want to miss a second, so I grab a 5-Hour Energy shot. They're perfect for back-to-back games or when my team plays late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going through the game and the next morning. Visit 5hourenergy.com for deals and to stock up before tip-off.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Welcome back to Sports Talk here on the Big 870. Mike D'Antilia along with Charlie Long. And on our Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text line, the head basketball coach for the UNO men's team, Stacy Hollowell. Coach, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon.
Thanks for having me. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great. Coach, before we get into some of the NCAA tournament breakdowns and your thoughts of it, you know, over the last month, we've seen Master Pete Persumilla get involved with UNO, with their basketball team and also with athletics. And that's certainly a big thing here in this city. Master P, certainly tremendous name recognition, what he's done as far as, you know, making – you talk about a self-made guy, he's it. And your thoughts on how well that can help you out, along with UNO sports in general, but it, more so in basketball, because I think there's a hidden part here where – man, listen, funding means everything, no matter what you're doing in any business. And I think Master P can really help you out in that category.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about it. When you talk about name, image, and likeness, he is name, image, and likeness.
Yeah.
He really is. When you talk about the city of New Orleans, he has kind of become Mr. New Orleans. He's a philanthropist. He's got, you know, wide reach when it comes to corporate partnerships. He's given back to schools and, you know, wants to help grow the university and the local community. And so when you talk about what he's able to do for our program, you know, there really are no limits, you might say.
Coach, yesterday we had Will Wade on, basketball coach at McNeese, and man, they got a tough one right off the bat. Well, when you get into the tournament, everybody's sort of tough. And not sort of. Everybody's tough. Your thoughts on the McNeese basketball team going up against Clemson Thursday night. And, man, you know, you just look at that, how quickly Coach Wade was able to turn that Cowboy basketball program around.
Yeah, he went in there with a full head of steam and a lot of support and put essentially a Power 5 roster together in short order. And so I feel like they can go in there and beat Clemson. You know, obviously Clemson's a really good team. But Will get out there and they'll switch all the screens and make it tough for him.
Charlie?
Coach, I was looking at the stat earlier and just heading into March Madness. It feels like the one seeds this year are better than they've been in years past. And I think some numbers kind of back me up here. Dalton Cates said this on X, that adjusted efficiency rating per KenPom, the best teams heading into March Madness since 2002. 2025 Duke is number one. So that's one thing. Now 2015 Kentucky went undefeated leading into March Madness is number two. 2021 Gonzaga is number three. But this is what stands out to me. Number four, number five, and number six are Florida, Houston, and Auburn this year. Every single one seed is in the top six of adjusted efficiency rating per KenPom. And that dates back to 2002. These teams this year, it feels like there's a gap between these one seeds and some of the other teams in March Madness. I just want to get your thoughts on them.
You know, you've seen, you know, kind of these rankings or tournament evaluations, and you kind of have tier one, tier two, tier three. There does seem to be a gap. Auburn and Florida, to me, were the class of the SEC this year. Houston has dominated, and you look at the talent that Duke has on the floor. I mean, this may be the best Duke team we've ever seen. And so, yeah, I do think there's a gap there. I wish I could say that somewhere along the line I've got them being knocked off, but I just don't.
Coach, one of the things, and I'm going to ask you, put your coach hat on here. The way it ended this year for Auburn, who was, man, they were the cock of the walk, so to speak, all year long. But yet, man, toward the end, you saw that little bit of a slide with them. And it is a tough SEC now, no question about it, when you look at the amount of teams that got into the tournament. But how would you handle that? And because this is really maybe the first time they face some adversity on that basketball team, how would you handle that at Auburn today, seeing kind of how the season ended for them?
Well, you know, they've got a couple days to reset, and their opening round game will be, you know, is it St. Francis or Alabama State? And I think the train of frustration will come out on, you know, on one of those teams. And you know, I think you get your head up in a game with a couple days to reset, and then anything is in play. And I think they lost three of their last four, but that team is super talented. Jani Broome's been there forever. Dylan Cardwell's been there forever. Tahad Pettiford is an unbelievable freshman for them, and I think they'll bounce back and make a run.
Coach, is there a team you look at this and how it's bracketed, and you say, I think they could make a run at this, that they could possibly be a Final Four team, and maybe they aren't getting talked about as much?
To me, Drake would – well, you could say Drake and Louisville. The one that's mind-blowing to me when you look at seeding, Louisville's number 10 in the AP, and they're an 8 seed. I don't know how that happens. But Ben McCollum at Drake is an unbelievable coach. I believe they're 30-3, if I'm not mistaken. And, I could see them making a run and surprising some people.
Coach, I saw something stat that had, like, Memphis's resume next to Louisville's, and that maybe the committee just got them mixed up, because I agree with you 100%. I don't know how Louisville's an 8 seed, and then I also don't really know how Memphis is a 5 seed necessarily, but it was just kind of strange. I wanted to ask you about Rick Pitino and what he's done with St. John's in year two. Year one, they're 20-13, but this year 30-4, the first Big East title for St. John's in 25 years, and their first NCAA tournament appearance since 2019. Pitino seems to have like this year two effect, basically every stop that he's been, where a couple years into his tenure, all of a sudden this team's a juggernaut, and St. John's being kind of one of the scarier two seeds, granted they get Florida's bracket, which is a little bit tough, but just want to get your thoughts on what Coach Pitino's done this year.
Well, the clip went viral of him talking to the team in the locker room and asking them where their toughness was. Such a good coach, always, really known for pressure defense, coached pressure defense in the EuroLeague as well. And, he's an icon in himself, but he recruits hard playing guys. He coaches them hard, but he loves them hard also. And, finds a way to get the best every single year out of his team.
Coach, you kind of stole the thunder I was going to ask you about, and that's about Memphis. Charlie brought it up about the Memphis basketball team, and kind of growing up, they were a really good team back in late 60s into the 70s, and they've kind of rode a little bit of the roller coaster, but your thoughts on Memphis and how far they could go in this tournament?
Their draw, you got Maryland very likely in the second round. I think that one's going to be a hard one to get by, but if they're able to get by Maryland, you're probably looking at Florida in there. So I don't know how far they could really, really go. But they had some adversity with their staff this summer, and he bounced right back like nothing happened. And it's March. Anything can happen.
Coach, give us – I don't know if you've done it yet, but give us your Final Four. Who you project that you think could maybe get there and be those Final Four teams?
I hate to be riding the number one train here, but I've got all four ones in there, and I don't know if that's ever happened. Auburn against Florida, Duke against Houston, and I've got Florida-Houston in the final. Don't know how great I feel about the pick, but I do feel like Florida's playing really well, and I've got them winning the whole thing.
Coach, I think it's been 11 straight years that a 5 seed or lower has snuck into the Final Four, but I'm with you, man. It just feels like the 1 seeds this year, a different breed than they've been in years past, so I wouldn't be surprised at all. I wanted to actually get your thoughts on that Florida team, because winning the SEC tournament and the way that they did it, just blowing out Alabama and then beating a Tennessee team that had just taken down Auburn, they just look so, so impressive right now. And I was trying to find like a hole when I'm watching them, right? They got good guard play. They got good big play. They play good offense. They play good defense. It's just like, where's the hole on this team? I just can't really find it.
They're probably 4 or 5 deep at the guard spot. The big kid, Alex Condon, is a monster. I don't know that they have a gap. I mean, they looked really good in the SEC tournament. And, if Auburn's able to make that run, coming off losing, what is it, 3 of their last 4, they could sneak in there and get on a run. But that Florida team is really strong and looks really good.
Coach, I wanted to follow up on the question about with Master P and UNO basketball. Have you already seen some of the fruits of that labor already? Or certainly some interest about helping out your program?
Oh, there's no doubt. I mean, he is a force and he is a presence, and people are attracted to him. People want to be involved when he's around, and that was instant.
Coach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. We really appreciate it. And, hey, listen, let's do this again next week after we see how things break down, and we can talk a little bit about how the tournament's going.
Sweet 16 talk, Coach.
How about
I'd love
that?
To. That'd be great. That'd be great. Thank you.
Thanks so much. The men's basketball head coach at UNO, Stacy Hollowell. Interesting. Picking all number one seeds. Charlie, I don't think that's ever happened. For them to get to the Final Four, I don't think.
It has happened. It's very
rare.
It has,
but it's been had to be a long time back.
Yeah, I'm going to do some research on that.
All right, we'll be back with more sports talk here on the Big 870. We have Zach Nagy on with us, who covers the LSU Tigers for Sports Illustrated, talking about a little bit of LSU spring football right after this break here on the Big 870 WWL. Back here on Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettea along with Charlie Long, and on our Oakland Heart Jewelers talking text line, covers the LSU Fighting Tigers for Sports Illustrated, Zach Nagy. Zach, thanks so much for joining me this afternoon. How you doing, bud?
Doing good on this end, man. I appreciate you guys for having me on again.
Zach, I'm putting the cart before the horse here, but this was about 10 days ago. I talked to Pete Jenkins off the air, and he told me, Mike, watch Dominic McKinley. Now, I'm assuming he heard that from Bo Davis before Bo left to go to the Saints. So everything I've heard about McKinley has been, man, you don't want to line up against him because he's going to whip your backside. So tell us if that's accurate, because Pete didn't tell me that without getting insider information. If he was in the stock market, he'd be in prison today, because that's, to me, that's an insider call there.
No, you're not lying right there, Mike. You look at a guy like Dominic McKinley, and he was the number one rated player in the state of Louisiana for a reason coming out of high school, right? This is a guy who is a physical specimen. He's got the size. He's got the strength. It's all about putting it all together, getting that technique down. And who better to teach him the technique now than Kyle Williams, a guy who's done it at a Pro Bowl level at the NFL, an All-American level with LSU. So now fast forward to these next couple of weeks, and it's about piecing all together the small things for Dominic McKinley. And yes, he's a force in the trenches. This is a guy who's taking first team reps, obviously, alongside Ahmad Breaux inside, and a player that has the chance to really continue evolving. In year one, his growth was a little bit stunted because he was battling a turf toe injury during fall camp. It rippled into, let's say, the first couple of weeks of the season, so he didn't get to really work at 100% last offseason. Now he has a full offseason to work while being healthy, and he's starting to reap the benefits of that. Now, throw in Kyle Williams, who's teaching him the techniques and fundamentals. I think it's going to be a really beneficial offseason for Dominic McKinley heading into year two with the Tigers.
We're seeing some 12 personnel set, two tight ends. We know Tre'Davious Green, what he brings to the table, great size, pass catcher. Really, he's a wide receiver playing tight end. Bauer, though, is a different story. Bauer Sharp, when I saw him first at Southeastern, I was like, there ain't no way he's finishing up as a Southeastern Lion. He's going somewhere. And he ends up going to Oklahoma, ends up leading the Sooners in receptions last year, comes in as a transfer to LSU. From what you've seen of him, he's to me, a physical presence, former quarterback, but, man, he's pieced together. He catches the ball real clean out front with his hands, but he can certainly help you in the run-blocking game. So your thoughts of what you've seen so far in Bauer Sharp?
Yeah, Mike, this is a guy who's a complete tight end. Like you alluded to, he led the Sooners in receptions last year. So he's got the soft hands to be able to come up with the catch when need be. But the piece that makes him so dynamic in this LSU offense is he can put his hands in the dirt. And that's something that Tre'Davious Green isn't necessarily the best at right now. He's continuing to evolve as a blocker and getting down in the dirt. Like you said, he's more of a wide receiver in a tight end role right now. But when it comes to Bauer Sharp, he's the full package. And we had the chance to sit down and talk with him today. And he loves the Louisiana culture. He loves Baton Rouge and what it means to be an LSU Tiger. This is a guy who's willing to do anything and everything for this program moving forward. So if it means taking a little bit less reps behind Tre'Davious Green, he's willing to do that. And I think you have a really solid 1-2 punch at the tight end position right now. We know what Trey Edmonds is capable of. Now, it's about incorporating Bauer Sharp as well, and we're really seeing him turn some heads early in camp. I'm excited to see him down the stretch and so on, because you alluded to it. This is a guy who's a versatile weapon, can do a lot of different things offensively, and we're starting to see flashes of that during spring camp through 6 days.
Every time I've watched Tyree Adams play when he's out there, he impresses me because I know how tall he is. And when you tall cut like that, it's difficult for you to bend those knees and to get in into the torso of a defensive lineman. But he's impressive doing that. And I don't want to use the term natural doing it, but he looks real smooth doing it. How has he looked so far in spring drills? Because every time I've seen him out there for LSU, he impresses me with the technical part of the game.
Absolutely, and it's rare to use the word nimble when kind of talking about an offensive lineman, but Tyree is kind of just that. We've seen him be a very consistent piece on that left side of the offensive line, and you need that. You're looking at four offensive linemen that are getting replaced from last season. We know that we're losing Will Campbell, Emory Jones, Garrett Dellinger, Miles Frazier. It's a new era with this LSU offensive line, and Tyree Adams has been around the mix. He's been in the mix for a while, and of course, it's big shoes to fill. You're replacing none other than Will Campbell at the left tackle spot, right? But for him, it's just about taking it one day at a time. Brad Davis has shuffled the O-line each and every day through camp, but the one consistent piece and the one that's definitely just been there and reliable is Tyree Adams. So I'm really glad you brought him up, Mike, because this is a guy who I certainly think can enter the fold week one at Clemson, just be a consistent piece to this offensive line that, like we've talked about, is going to have so many new faces this season.
Zach, just listening to Jack Pyburn, I can't help but get fired up, and I think a lot of LSU folks feel the exact same way. The one thing that he talked about is violence and physicality in the run game. He said that he's one of the best, if not the best, run-stuffing defensive end out there in college football, but I want to get your thoughts on what he was talking about with the media earlier today. Improving his pass rush, right? And he said a lot of it's mental, that you just kind of have to flip a switch, and he's hoping that, you know, refining the very small details with this new coaching staff can really help unlock him this season with the purple and gold.
Yeah, I think when it comes to a guy like Jack Pyburn, the opportunity to be coached up by Kevin Peoples, Blake Baker, etc., it helps him work on the technical and tactical, as Brian Kelly likes to always talk about. And I think he's starting to kind of get that together now. Having the chance to talk to Jack today was fantastic. This is a guy who just loves football. He's a football guy. He gives me a lot of familiarity and flashbacks to Whit Weeks. Just a football dude who wants to be there and make the play each and every down. So I love what Jack's providing this team so far. He looks like a specimen out on the field. My goodness, he is that full 6'4", 250-ish, 255 weight. He looks the part and looks firmly like a player who's going to take some big-time reps. But like you alluded to, just kind of continuing to work things through from a schematic and then whatnot there is going to be big for him. So excited to see him continue to work and become a focal point for the LSU defense in 2025, because they're going to need his help on the edge. They have a ton of bodies, but it wouldn't surprise me if he's one of the guys who continues to take more and more reps each and every day.
Zach, last question for you. Josh Thompson's now in from Northwestern. And you and I have talked about this before. I'm a big believer in building from the inside out. And he has played both tackle and guard. But first place I'd play him, at guard. You've got to solidify the middle of that offensive line for LSU. And so that's just my opinion with Josh. I'm going to play him inside at guard. Your thoughts on where you think Thompson will end up playing for the Tigers up front?
Yeah, I think you're right on the money right there, Mike. And one thing that I've learned talking with you over these last couple of months, years, etc., is that your backups and your starters, they need to be on the same wavelength. Obviously, you insert Josh Thompson as a guy who's going to be a starter for this team, but the next guy up needs to be key as well. So if you throw him in at guard, if you throw him in at tackle, everybody needs to be prepared to shuffle around if need be. So for me, kind of tying that together is, I think he's a guard for now. I think he shined at the interior slot. They need him there. It's important to lock that down in order to develop a run game as well, too. So I really think that once everything gets into the nitty-gritty and he continues to get prepared for LSU, I think being a guard is his bread and butter. Excited to see where it works out, but ultimately I think interior is where they're going to use him for now.
Zach, thanks so much for joining us this afternoon. Man, we always enjoy when you come on, give us great insights on LSU if it's not a game, but also some of the practice sessions in the spring. So thanks so much for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, Mike. I appreciate it. Y'all have a good one.
Thanks, Zach.
All righty. Zach Nagy, who covers the LSU Tigers for Sports Illustrated. We come back, finish it off here on hour number two of Sports Talk right after this break. Finishing up here in hour number two of Sports Talk on the Big 870, Mike Dettay along with Charlie Long. Want to tell everybody at 6'10", Dante Pettis, wide receiver for the Saints, who re-signed. Saints got him late last season, brought him back into the fold. He'll be on with Steve and Charlie. More Sports Talk right after this news break on the Big 870 WWL.
Ugh, your clothes are too tight, yet you can't lose weight, even though you've tried so many diets. The reason you're having trouble losing weight could be a liver clogged with fat, and that is slowing your metabolism. Introducing Omicid, a natural superfood protein shake that uses natural amino acids and bioactive peptides to help unclog your liver and optimize your metabolism, so it's easier to lose weight, and it's been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Find out more and see the university studies at omicid.com. That's AlmaSed.com.
Street Easy knows former New Yorkers never stop talking about how much they miss living in NYC.
Life used to feel like a movie, but since we left and bought a house, it's like living in a DIY home repair video.
When it's time to buy, let Street Easy connect you with the right agent you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
Survivor 48 is here. And after every episode, dig deep into the show with On Fire, the official Survivor podcast. Listen to On Fire, the official Survivor podcast with me, Jeff Probst, every Wednesday after the show, wherever you get your podcasts.